Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I would like to play the part of the Bert Show town crier right now.
Now hear this, good citizens. Amber has a date with a real life person this weekend.
Whoa! It's a Christmas miracle. The women are coming.
Please say that again and bring that into fruition. I love that.
Well, how in the hell did this happen?
Well, let me start by saying I hate and love you all for that.
You're welcome.
So I got onto the Bumble. The Hinge thing didn't work out the last time. Mm-hmm. I gave it a break for a second because I got ghosted, and I hate ghosting.
Yep.
This time I gave Bumble. I know you do. This time I gave Bumble a shot, and she swiped right first. Which is fire, because it lets you know, oh, you matched with somebody.
Okay, check out this frisky little thing for you. Okay.
So we set our date for, actually, tomorrow is when I go. And we're supposed to be, I'm not going to say where, because I don't want you to come out there and, like, you know, serial kill me. So I have a dark sense of humor.
Not a good start to a date.
Yeah, right. Nah. So we are going to some place that she chose in Smyrna, because that's the area that she lives in. I am very excited about it, but I do have a question for you guys. I did talk to Katie about this, and she said, my question was, because it's my first date in a long time, I know so much has changed with dating. Do I talk to her about payment beforehand, or do I just go ahead and put that card out?
Well, what were you using, like, wooden nickels before?
No, I mean, like, do I pay for the whole thing? Should there be a discussion? Because women these days, they've changed a little bit, at least on social media, so I don't know what the proper... Right.
Before we even go down that path, let's go down this path.
You're already at the end of the date. We haven't even started the date.
Yeah, I know. I'm nervous.
When is the last time that you went on a face-to-face date?
With a stranger, it's been over a decade.
Wow,
with someone brand new. I used to get locked into relationships.
Okay, so we're a decade in. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the lesbian way, right? You meet somebody and you get locked in immediately.
Oh, yeah. Bring out that turkey baster for date two.
Yo.
He has a dark side of Amber, baby.
And you're worried about who's paying right. for the turkey baster. Do I bring mine? Does she bring hers?
Yes. I would be embarrassed if we both bring out our turkey basters at the same time.
Got a PowerPoint of donors.
You're not making it to the payment if you bring a turkey baster on that day.
Abby, so in the world of online dating, is it the person that asks first or swipes first that is responsible for the payment, or how does it work?
So this is really relatable because up until recently, I would always get really anxious about the whole payment thing too, because I'm a heterosexual woman, unfortunately, so I date men. And by the end of the day, you always have to do that awkward thing where, like, you reach for it and they go no, and then you have to battle them, and it's just, like, so anxiety inducing that I wish we could, like, have a little tick on, like, a survey that'd be like, I'm gonna pay, so then I don't have to have this awkwardness. But what I have really just kind of come to understand is, at the end of the date, I in my mind just go, at the end of the date, I'm saying that we are going to split the bill. Like, and I'm going to be fervent about it. Like, no, I'm going to split it. And if he, like, really fights me on it, then, like, okay, fine, I'll put my card away. But I ease my anxiety by just saying, oh, I don't need to worry about who's paying. I'll just say that we'll split it. Because I think that's the fair thing to do.
All right, so I'm not a lesbian. But if the date goes well at the end, I would be emphatic and be like, I'm going to take care of this one. You can take care of the next one.
Ooh, now let me ask you a question. What if I don't want another one? I mean, I'm not saying that I won't, but what if that happens?
Then get up and run.
Yeah. And what if she sees that as like...
Leave her with the bill.
What if she's one of those princesses that's like, I don't want... No. What if she is one of those people that expects the more masculine-leaning lesbian to pay, and she sees that as like, oh, you don't want to take care of me?
But I don't want to date somebody who's not willing to chip in.
Well, let's circle back to that for just 1 second. Is that a true cliche that in lesbian couples, there's one that's more masculine?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I think that's for any relationship, there's usually someone who's more on the dominant side. And for me, even with my friends and family, I'm usually the one who pays. I have a hard time getting out of that. And so I was hoping... going in the future, I could kind of lean towards somebody else paying every now and then.
So does this, I mean, so then, if that's the case.
I know that feeling.
If that's the case, is that establishing right off the bat, like, who the dominant one is going to be? It feels like the stakes are higher.
But see, and then again, I also want to be the dominant one, so I feel like I have to do the paying, so I can be like, nope, it's me.
Well, I feel like you can't go wrong. It's a first date. You can't go wrong with pulling your card out. I mean, it's unfortunate, but sometimes you paying for that date to never see that person again.
Yeah. Like,
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. You're just paying for a broken heart and maybe a dessert at the end.
Yeah. I never want to see you again.
And it would be way too odd to bring that question up. Be like in the beginning of the day.
Top bottom conversation?
No, the pain.
Just so we're clear, she pulls out the backpack, she slams it on the bar, comes out swinging.
If that's the case, she's getting an invoice after this day.
Yeah, don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
Because I'm planning on just putting my card out there and just go ahead and take care of it.
I will say, and I want to plug this in as a shameless plug for the Personality Hires podcast. Before we get into the next segment, is that I do think you should go on this date because I do think you need to get out there after 10 years. But we found out something about this girl that made me realize I don't think she should do a second date. So if you want to hear, listen to the Personality Hires podcast on Monday. It drops at 6 a.m.
Oh, that's a good tease right there. All right, let us know how it goes over the weekend.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. So today is a sad day. It is our intern Ethan's last day.
Who you also like to refer to as?
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Because he sounds like chocolate rain. I wonder if a listener ever saw a picture of you and they saw you out in public, would they identify you as, oh, you're intern the Ethan? Or would they say, hey, you're the chocolate rain guy?
Definitely chocolate rain.
Ethan is so for over sure. it. I could see. He's like, please make it stop.
He's over the show. Weeks. Yes. All right, Jackson, you want to take it from here?
Absolutely. So like I've said in the past, as Tommy is the one that actually vets all of the interns that come through these doors, but I'm the one that's got to sit in that room with them every single day. And so I get a chance to get to know these guys a little bit better throughout their experience in their semester here on the show. And now I've been giving them their intern farewell speeches, giving them an award, and letting them know all the good and bad things that they did throughout the semester.
It's our board show commencement.
It absolutely is. And our final one of this semester is intern Ethan. Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. This time of year is never easy for me as we bid our interns farewell, but this one is especially hard because we only have one remaining, and that is intern Ethan, a.k.a. Chocolate Rain, a.k.a. James Ethan Jones. Well,
like James Earl Jones.
Oh, that's the voice, man.
That's funny.
While we were able to definitively prove a week ago that Bert here is actually Bert Bot and an AI robot, Ethan here might have you beat. If Bert is Uncanny Valley, Ethan here is Uncanny Trenches. He works in our room, always sitting upright, but a little too upright. He makes eye contact when he's talking to you, but a little too much eye contact. And his segment on the show about falling in love with a woman at a samba dancing class seems exactly like the type of story a robot would make up to sound more real. Ethan stands in front of the mic not because it's more comfortable, but because his sit function hasn't been updated yet. Ethan was late the other day not because his alarm didn't go off, but because he forgot to plug himself in to charge.
It happens.
All jokes aside, out of any intern I have seen come through here, Ethan here has by far shown the most growth from start to finish. It has been an absolute pleasure to witness your improvement in on-air storytelling and your own personal confidence, and you've really come out of your shell throughout the semester, and I can't wait to see what you go on and do. So with all that being said, Ethan, a.k.a. Chocolate Rain, a.k.a. James Ethan Jones, you are getting the award for lowest voice and highest improvement.
Okay. Oh! Hear those that voice again one last time.
I really appreciate it. It's nice.
There you have
it. Is it over yet?
Just wants out.
Like a true boxer.
This truly is his Shawshank moment. Right here, man. I am never going to hear from this kid again.
The Burt Show.